Court observers continue to try and decipher how the Supreme Court will rule on the Affordable Health Care Act. The nine justices will ultimately decide whether the law is unconstitutional. Yesterday was the second day of oral arguments, with the focus on the individual mandate forcing people to have health insurance. Jim Deagle, the CEO of St. Charles Healthcare, says reform is already underway in Central Oregon.
Regardless of whether that part of the Affordable Care Act was upheld or not, you know, all of us are looking to somehow reform the delivery of healthcare. And as you and I have talked about before, that's the whole focus of St. Charles Health System and our partners on trying to create an integrated delivery model that is more coordinated in terms of how we manage your care.
Today is the final day of oral arguments before the court. Alcohol and speed appear to be factors in the crash that seriously injured a 16-year-old Prineville boy. Crook County Sheriff Sergeant James Savage says the stolen van the boy was driving crashed on Highway 27 near Milepost 2. A passerby who spotted the overturned van reported the accident early Tuesday morning. The teen, who was alone in the van, was thrown some 80 feet from the wreckage. He was found unconscious. The teen was taken to St. Charles Bend for treatment. No word on his condition. Deschutes County authorities locate the van belonging to a missing 61-year-old Samuel Coleman of Portland. The van was found yesterday in the 10-mile snow park just east of Lapine. Now, Coleman is familiar with the snow park. He's been to the area in the past. His family thought he had gone cross-country skiing, but he has not returned. Foul play not suspected at this time. Coleman is described as 5'10". He weighs in at about 170 pounds. He has brown hair and blue eyes. Contact police if you've seen him or if you have any information. A Bend neighborhood is recognized for their wildfire prevention efforts. The 43-home Rimrock West community gets a national award for being a FireWise community.
Well, Rimrock West is actually just the second community that we have in Bend to be recognized nationally as a FireWise community. The first community that became FireWise was Aubrey Glen in Bend, and we have additional 16 communities in Oregon.
Bend Fire Department spokesperson Susie Maniscalco says Rimrock residents donated 286 hours of labor to limp up trees and remove brush in and around their homes and common areas. The community will receive the award tonight. Wildfire is the big natural disaster that faces Central Oregon on a routine basis. Dozens of homes near Bend were destroyed in 1990 and again in 1996 in the Aubrey Hall and Skeleton fires. A 49-year-old Prineville man needs $160,000 for a life-saving bone marrow transplant. Kurt Kendrick was diagnosed with lymphoma about 8 months ago, but his insurance company won't cover a transplant because it's a pre-existing condition and they have a 2-year waiting period. Pam Bachman says she's known Kendrick for 19 years and he's like a son to her. She says doctors have given him 3 to 6 months to live without that transplant.
It's really a race against the clock.
Yes, he is dying as we speak. If he does not get this treatment, it could be too late for the treatment to even work.
Bachman says even with the transplant, Kendrick has just a 60% chance of survival. A donation account under Kurt Kendrick has been set up at Wells Fargo Bank for those who would like to help. AAA says the price of gasoline has jumped more than 6 cents in Oregon and averages $4.07 a gallon. The club says the weekly survey results mean Oregon's average price is up 68 cents for the year to this point. The Auto Club says the national average is $3.90. 8 states and the District of Columbia are at $4 and above. The average in Bend this morning is $4.08 a gallon. And students across Central Oregon get excited about reading because of the Hunger Games. They first devoured the book and are now turning out in record numbers to the blockbuster film. The Hunger Games is set in the future in a world where the government controls the people by keeping them very poor and hungry. Each year, the winner of a fight-to-the-death contest can win extra food for the district the winner lives in. Pilot Butte 8th grader Andrew Kinsley won a contest at school, so he was among the first in Central Oregon to see the film.
And once you get the book, you cannot put it down. I started reading, I want to say, around 8 and went to sleep, I want to say, around 2:45. I just couldn't put it down.
For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at kbnd.com. We will get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 7:05 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.